Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Ches Amud Aleph. We are on the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah. Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to start and finish Simen Shin Tzadi today, and Be'ezus Hashem also start Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph. So let's begin with Shin Tzadi with Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. He tells us, Mavui Shetzido Echad Einu Yehudi V'tzido Echad Yisrael. You can see a wonderful diagram of this to see it clearly in Deir Shu footnote number 1, where you have the Mavi in the middle, you have a Chotzer on the top left, it belongs to a Yisrael with at least two houses in that chotzer. You have another chotzer below that in the bottom left, which has a window. We'll see, possibly you could even have a door over there, but right now we're talking about you have a window connecting the two. But only the top chotzer has an opening into the Mavui. The bottom chotzer of the Yisrael only opens up into the Jusarabim, but it doesn't have a direct opening into the Mavui. And on the other side of the Mavui, you have the house of a Nochri. In the previous shiurim, we had also, there was a bika up on that side. Today, we're just dealing with the Nochri having only access out of his house into the Mavui. And therefore, how do we view this over here with one Yisrael, Chatzar, and one Nochri over here entering into the Mavui? So that's the scenario that we're talking about. Mavui Shetzido Echad and Yehudi. On one side, it has the Einu Yehudi. Shetzido Echad Yisrael. On the other side, it has the Chatzar of the Yisrael. And as we pointed out, there is another house of a Yisrael, another chotzer actually, as the Mishnah will tell us. That second chotzer of the Yisrael, the bottom left, only opens up to the Shusha Rabim, as we said, and it doesn't have a direct opening into the Mavui. However, there is a connection, a Pesach over here, which is a chalon. We'll see in a moment, could it also be a real Pesach, connecting the upper left Chatzar Yisrael with the bottom left lower Chatzar Yisrael, and they're connected over here. So what is the halacha? Any yochel la'arev derech ha'chalon shebeneihem. You can't have these two courtyards of the Yisrael making erev chatzeres in between them that would allow them lahotzi kelev la'mavui derech beis Yisrael shcheinu ha'pasuch la'mavui. So even if they make an erev chatzeres, you still would not be allowed to take utensils from the house of the bottom left houses of the Chatzar Yisrael through the Erev Chatzeros window that they made with the top left Chatzar Yisrael and bring those Kalim into the Mavui. That would not be allowed. We'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah. However, Aval and Pesach B'nehem, but there is an opinion now that we're going to bring down, that if it wasn't a window between these two Yisrael Chatzeros, but if you had a full Pesach in between them, in this situation, the Mechaber brings down an opinion that says it would be Mutti. You could bring from the houses, as well as they made an Erev Chatzeros, you could bring from the lower left Chotzer houses through the Pesach into the upper left Chotzer of Yisrael and then into the Mavui. That's the first more lenient opinion of the Mechaber. And then he says, V'yesh misha oseb. But then he brings down, there's another opinion that says you can't do this af Pesach pasur b'nim. Even if you don't have a window, even if you have a full Pesach in between the two Yisrael Chotzeros, that would not allow you to carry from the bottom left lower Chotzer's houses through the Pesach into the up left Yisrael Chotzer, even though they made an Erev Chotzeros, and then to carry that into the Mavui. That is Sif Aleph. Now let's understand it a little bit better by reading the Mishnah Berurah inside. Sif Katan Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, Umay, we were talking here, She'en kanel l'chotzer echot shal Yisrael ha'pasuch l'mavi. We're dealing in this scenario, as we've already explained, that only one of the Yisrael chotzers has a direct opening into the Mavui, the top left one. Sivkot and Beis wrote Shalomar Chotzer. We're talking here about Ubayish Shal Yisrael Acher. The bottom left is not a single house. It's talking about a Chotzer with at least two houses of Yidden inside of it. Sivkot and Gibel, that bottom Chotzer doesn't have an opening into the Mavui. It only has an opening into the Shusarabim. Because the Ilu Hayagam Chotzer Hasheni Pasuch LaMavui, because if the bottom left Chotzer of the Yisrael also had an opening directly into the Mavui, so then him came, Hariyesh Kan Shtei Chotzeres Shal Yisraelim. Then you'd have two Chotzeres of Yisraelim over here, and certainly you'd need in this situation, Utsrichim Liskor HaMavui Min Akum Ushtati Beinam. In this situation, you'd have to go and rent out the Nochri's rights if you wish to carry anything into the Mavui, as we've already explained previously. Sivkot and Dalet, there is this window connection, as you can see in the diagram in Deir Shu footnote number 1, between the upper left Chotzer and the bottom left Chotzer, both belonging to Yisraelim. Rotz Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shi'arvu asmach sheish chalon pasur b'nehem. They have a chalon that is leads 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim between them, and that's normally enough to make an Erev Chatzeros between two courtyards. However, it will not allow them to carry from the bottom left courtyard through the top left courtyard into the Mavui. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay, V'yaf al-gav, the Ein Kan Kan Ela Chad Yisrael, even though you really only have one Yisrael, because the top Chatzir, they made an Eir Chatzir, so it's considered like one Yisrael, Shechatzir Apasuch L'Mavui, so therefore it's only like there's one Yisrael there opening up into the Mavui. Therefore, you might have thought that you would be allowed to go and carry through there, Mikol Makom Asru Chacham L'Zeh, L'Taltal Derech Chatzir Shel Chaveru Afilai De'Erev. We don't allow the bottom left people to go carry up through this window into the top left courtyard and carry into the Mavui, because Kedei Shelo Yismo Chai Yisrael Olav Shiyotze V'Nichnas Tadir Ayde Eruvo. So the top left courtyard should not be unconcerned about living alone with the Nochri. They'll say, well, we have other Jewish people coming into our courtyard, so we're not concerned about living alone with the Nochri. And therefore, V'Yishar Lodur Kan Yechidi Mimkom Akum, they'll live there alone with the Akum. V'Yilmud Mimaisav, and the whole Gzeira over here had to be instituted because of Yilmud Mimaisav. So over here, the rabbi said, we won't allow you to go carry from the bottom courtyard into the top courtyard in this situation, because we don't want you to learn from the Maisim of the Goyim, and therefore this will spur you to move from that neighborhood. That, however, is if there's a chalon in between them. But the first leaning opinion of the Mechaber said, if you have a Pesach b'neiyam, Sivkot and Vav, then it's mutter. And the Mishmur explains, the Belav ha'erub, because even if you don't have an Erub Chatzeros over here, Gam ken lo mistafi ha'Yisrael lo durkan, because the top left people aren't going to be concerned about living here, the Kivin Sheish Pesach Karma, since there's a real full opening in between them and the lower left courtyard, Matsui b'choleis b'chol shah, she'ikonis ha'Yisrael chavero. Therefore, he's not at all concerned about living alone over here with the Nochri, because he knows that there are other Jews from this bottom left chatzir that are constantly coming through his yard because there's a doorway there. Well, Achilo Gazri, and therefore the rabbis didn't make a gzeira in this situation. Now, the Mishnah adds, we're talking here about this mavi that we're allowed to carry into it under certain situations in the top left courtyard, is only if this mavoi had either a lechi or a korah at its open end to tshusarabim, or you put a tzuras pesach over there. And these dinim we've learned previously as well. And he tells us, ayin le'el and simen shin pei bei sifyotes, and the mishabur over there, mashakosu shom mishayach gam ken lekan. There it talked about a chotzer, here we're talking about a mavoi, the dinim are the same. The kei mashakosu shom the bir halochi, you see the bir haloch over there, ki hu inyon echad, it's all the same dinim over here, whether you're dealing with a mavoi or whether you're dealing with a chotzer. Rak tisham kosav amchaber din zelin chotzer, there it was talking about a chotzer, vekan kesov. Here the dinim are in regards to a mavoi, but the same principles apply in over there in Shin Pei Beis and as well over here in Shin Tzadi. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, mavoi shetzido echod eno Yehudi, v'tzido echod Yisraelim. You have a mavoi over here that on one side have an eno Yehudi, and on the other side you have Yisraelim. And you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 4 in the diagram there. So on the left you have multiple Yisraelim Chatzeros that all open up into the Mavoi, and on the right you only have one Nochri living over there also opening up into the Mavoi. So that's the scenario that we're talking about. Now on the left side, all the Yisraelim Chatzeros, they have a Pesach of a window at least between each of the Chatzeros, and they each made an Erev Chatzeros over here between all of their Chatzeros. Even though halachically we view them now as one entity, as if they were one person in one house, and they can carry back and forth from their houses into the chatzeros of each other, but they would not be allowed to go carry into the mavoi over here via their openings into the mavoi from their chatzeros. Unless they go and rent the rights of the Eino Yehudi over here, and then they would be allowed to, because they already have an Erev Chatzeros between them, and that would allow them to use the Mavri as well, but the Nochri stops them unless they rent the rights from the Nochri. Let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin. He explains, V'chatzrein Pesuch L'Mavri, each of the Chatzeros, as I pointed out, and you can see in the diagram in the issue footnote number 4, besides having a Pesach in between each of the Chatzeros, they also all open up into the Mavri. So they made an Erev Chatzeros through the windows, Sivkot and Ches, V'kol Shekein, when you Pesachim B'neim, the Mahani Erev. And certainly, if there were doorways in between them, then an Erev Chatzeros would certainly work. So in this situation, they can only carry in between their courtyards, but they can't carry into the Mavri unless they are socher from the Nochri. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, Hapsuchel Mavoi, they can't go carry them through these passageways, this psachim that are going from their chotzer into the Mavoi, unless Ad Sheyiskru V'chulei Sivkot and Yud, because Chazal tell us, the Ein Erev Moel Asosum Kiyochid B'Mokum Akum. We don't view them as a single entity in regards to the Akum in this situation, as we've already learned previously when we had the same din in regards to a Chotzer, Kide'isel El Simin Shin Pei Beis Sif Chof. So we have a parallel over there from a Chotzer, the same din applies over here in a Mavoi. That concludes Simin Shin Tzadi, and we start Simin Shin Tzadi Aleph, which deals with Alochas of Bitl Rishus La'osin Sheshach L'Ariv. We had this previously, if an individual house forgot to participate in the Erev, so they can be Mavatl their Rishus, and in this situation, they won't be able to carry, but the rest of the people will now be able to carry. So similarly over here, Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph. Kechol mishpate bito lemisha shachach v'lo erev b'chatzero keinu b'movoi. The same halachas that applied in regards to a person forgetting to participate in the erev chatzeros, and he can be mevatel's rishus to everybody else, so the same halachas apply over here with the movoi, if one of the chatzeros forgot to participate in the shita of movoyos. Mishmur explains in Sivkar and Aleph, this were all discussed previously, Hamavur, Besimin, Shin Pei, Vishin Pei Aleph, in regards to Batim and a Chatzer, so the same dinim apply over here with Chatzeros and a Mavoi. As the Mechaber continues and he tells us, Shim Shachicho Chatzer Achas Velo Nishtatva, if you have multiple Chatzeros over here, all connecting to a Mavoi, and they needed to make a Shita Mavoyas, but one of the Chatzers forgot to participate, so what that Chatzer should do on Shabbos is Mavatelis Rishuso Lishar Bnei Hamavoi. That Chatzer can say, we give up our rights in the Mavoi, now it's Mavutol, their rights, and therefore, everybody else who made a Shita Mavoyas, it now takes effect. Or alternatively, Ohem Law. Or alternatively, you can have the rest of the Chatzeros who made a Shita Mavoyas, all be Mavatel to the one Erev Chatzeros group that did not make participate in the Shita of Mavoyas. It also works. And this is true, the Mechaber says, Afal Pishem Rabim, even though they are a larger group and they're Mavatal Rishus to a smaller group, as the Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Beis, Ahem Lo Koi, we're talking here that the large group is Mavatal to the smaller group, and the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Kaimalon Besimin Shin Pei, the Ein Mavatal Rishus Lishnei Anoshim Shalo Ervu, Mimeshe Mosum Zalzeh, normally we don't allow a person to be Mavatal to an individual, because the other individual would ruin it for him. You might have thought that all of these people were not mishtatif in the mavoi, so it's like you're being mavatal to multiple people, which you can't do. And therefore, you might have said, how can the larger group of people from the shita of mavoyos be mavatal to this people in the Erev Chatzeros that wasn't participating in the Shita Mavoyos? So the Chiddush is, the Mishbur says, Kamash Volon. Kiven the Al Koponim Osu Erev Chatzeros Yachat. Since they are one entity in their Chatzer, because they did make an Erev Chatzeros, they just didn't participate in the Shita Mavoyos. So therefore, halachically, Ki Yochid Chashivi, they're considered like one, and a group can be Mavatal to one person, like we learned previously. And therefore, the Mechaber explains, in this situation, they can all be, all the people that were participating in the Shita of Mavoyos, with the one exception of the one Erev Chatzeros courtyard that did not, so all the people in the Shita of Mavoyos Chatzeros are Mevatel, their Rishus, Afal Pishem Rabim, even though they're the majority, and we can have them be Mevatel to the one Erev Chatzeros that did not participate in the Shita of Mavoyos, Shebnei HaChotzer, Gabei Mavoy, Chashuvim Kiyoche B'Chotzer, because that one group of people in the Erev Chatzeros are considered halachically like one, and the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Gimel, therefore, they are allowed to accept the Bittel as an individual, so to say, even though there are many of them, because they made an Erev Chatzeros, they're viewed as an individual from the many people in the Shita of Mavoyos. Upashat Bittel lo yol rak lezeh ha-chotzer. However, this Bittel only allows the people in this one Erev Chatzeros, their houses, they can bring into the Mavoy via their Chatzer from their houses into the Mavoy, because Shebitu Legabe, because everybody was Mavato to them. So they can go bring from their houses into the Chatzer, into the Mavoy. However, Abo Shari Chatzeros, but the rest of the Chatzeros, Asurin Lohotzi Mechatzer Lemavi, they can't bring anything from their houses into their Chatzer, into the Mavoy. Ukein Mashikos of Leab, Simin Shin Pei, Siv Dalit, as we've already learned previously over there. And the Mishmur adds, Vafilu bitlu logam rishus beisom the chatzer. And even if they were mevatel not only their chatzers to this single chatzer, but even they were mevatel their houses. Nevertheless, gam kein nira de lo mahani lotzi mechatzer lemavoy. They still wouldn't be able to go from the chatzer into the mavoy, because the rabim legabe yochel lo nasuk archem. Because this is an idea we had previously, that the many people can never be considered as a guest for the single person. You can't have many people being guests for one person. One person can be guest to many, but the many can't be a guest to a single person. We can't view it that way. And therefore, Vafilu imnomar l'inyin zed, debnei chotzer chashivi kerabim. Even you want to say that the people in the chotzer, albeit the halachically like one, there really are many people there, and maybe it's like rabim being mevatel to rabim, that also won't work. Because we learned previously, the Mishnah says, ha-mavur sham, the rabim legabi rabim gam kein lo nasu ke'orchem. Because rabim can't be mevatel to rabim. They certainly can't be mevatel to a yochid, but they can't even be mevatel to a rabim. The Mechaber continues and writes, "Ukechol mishpata Yisrael bechatzer im ein Yehudi." The same halachas that we had by Yisrael in a chatzer with an ein Yehudi, also in that chatzer, the same halachas apply. Kenu b'mavoy o be'ir. The same halachas apply in regards to a mavoy or an ear. She ein also l'talta b'mavoy o be'ir hamukeves choma. You would not be forbidden to be metalted in a mavi or in an ear that was mukefes chovma. In other words, it's enclosed halachically. Unless there are two different chatzeros over here and they didn't make a sheet of mavayos. However, avo chatzer achaslo. But if it's only one chatzer, then it doesn't ruin it over here. Even afilum harbi batim shisro psuchim l'socha. Even if it's many houses in this one chatzer, if it's one chatzer and they made an eruv chatzeros, they're allowed to carry every place else as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains Rosh Lomer, the Mechaber is telling us over here. Shemavua bereish simin shim pepes, we've already learned previously in regards to a chotzer, dein anachri osir, that anachri doesn't ruin it for carrying in the chotzer, achiu shnei bati yisrael b'chotzer, unless there are two yidden over there in the chotzer with their houses, and they have to make an erev chotzeros, and then they have to purchase the rights of the anachri. Similarly, kenu b'mavi, the same halacha applies in a mavi. Shein isur lahotzi mi'achotzer l'mavi, there is no prohibition from going from the chotzer into the mavi, shehu mesukin b'lechi b'korah, assuming that the mavi has a lechi or a korah. Or it's a Pesach, ashu shnei chatzeros sheyisol mavoy. Unless you have two separate chatzeros, then they have to make a sheet of mavoyos, but they also have to purchase the rights from the nochri. Sivkar nei, the same applies with an ear, obi ear. The Mishnah Berurah says, haynu hamukeves chomet. It's an enclosed, and therefore they insrichet otik, and it doesn't need a lechi or a kor. It's a Pesach. It's physically enclosed with an entire wall. Or the kamei, as we've already learned, the e lo hayam mukav chomet, because if it wasn't enclosed with a wall, so then it's not an enclosed area. Bechlal karmelisi, it would be like an open karmelis. Kos manchein musukenis b'lech b'korah, unless it also had a lechi or a kor over there. And if it doesn't have that, so then it's considered like a karmelis. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav says, unless you have the two chatzeros over there, the oz osum zalzeh, because then each one ruins it for the other one. L'hotzi klei abayis l'mavi, they're not allowed to take out from their houses into the chatzir, into the mavoy, unless kos manchein lo nishtatzu b'yachin, unless they made a sheet of mavoyos. And in this situation, b'zeh akum gamkin osar aleim. Here, the akum would ruin it for them as well, unless they rent from him. Shlo yoil shitufon, their sheet of mavayos doesn't make them into a single entity, that they're viewed by the akum as a single entity against the akum, and that would not require schira from the akum. But here, they are considered as separate entities in this regard, and therefore, they wouldn't be allowed to carry their achi iskru mimenu reshuso b'mavay, until they purchased the rights from the akum, and then they'd be allowed to carry if they made a sheet of mavayos. Sivkot and Zayin, this is true. Afilum harbi batim, if there were many houses over here in the single chotzer, then they wouldn't need to make a schira from the akum. It's only if they have more than one chotzer. But even if there are many houses in one chotzer, it doesn't ruin it. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Zayin. The legabi mavoi kol bnei chotzer chashuvim kechad, because in regards to the mavoi, they're all considered like one, as we've already learned v'chanal. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, and he says over here, this halach is true. That's assuming that the walls of the city were made for the purposes of the people inside to use those walls ladira for dwelling purposes, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches. Because if not, the lo kain belav hachi osur. Because if it's not mukav l'shem dira, so then im he osur mi beis asayim. If it's more than beis asayim, we've already learned previously, something that's not mukav l'dira is considered dehu bechlal karpaf, which is not mukav l'dira, which you're not allowed to carry into because of the gzera of Chazal that it looks too much like Rishus Harabim. And we've already explained this in detail. Amavur le'el b'simin shin nun ches. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, and he says, "Ustama yoros hein mukafos ladira." This typical city that has a wall enclosing it is considered mukaf ladira. Why is that? The Mishnah Berurah explains, because the stama yoros, the typical way that they built their cities was bonim batim. They would first build the houses techila, v'achekach makivin choma, and only afterwards surround the houses that they built with a wall, svivim, around these houses, and therefore this wall served lefunctioning litzorech habatim, for the function of the houses. Umikriya deze mukaf ladira, and therefore the wall is called being built Mukof Ladira. However, as opposed to Masha Ein Kain Mivtzarim, the fortresses, the Mivtzarim that we're about to learn in the Mechaber, they have a different status, because there, those fortresses, She'anu Karim Shloss, in Yiddish German, it was called Shloss. Shenasili Shomer Pnei Oyev, they were made purely to protect from the enemy, and therefore, Hu Mukof Tchila B'choma, first they built the wall, and only afterwards, V'achachach Bonim Batim Asocho, and in this situation, it's not called Mukof Ladira, and therefore, since it's greater than Beis Asayim, you're not allowed to carry over here. And that's what the Mechaber tells us over here, Ustam Mivtzarim, the typical fortress that they made, Einan Mukof Ladira, is not considered Mukof Ladira, because they would make the fortress walls first, and only afterwards make the houses of the fortress. With this, we conclude today's shir.